Turn your radio on.
This is a download from Triple J.
Australia's national youth network. On radio.
On TV.
And online.
For more music, current affairs, comedy and culture.
TripleJ.net.au.
And now...
Robbie,
Marie
and the Doctor.
Triple J.
Please put your hands together wherever you are across the nation. Welcome Alana, John and Patience from the Greats.
G'day.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear the applause?
Woo! I'll give myself one.
That's it.
Now, you got back from the States 3 weeks ago, so you can't make any jet lag jokes or anything, can you?
No,
can you still claim
we're totally
jet lag?
Over jet lag. Mm. No.
You can't claim jet lag.
Yeah.
How long can you claim jet lag for officially?
A week.
Yeah, I reckon
really.
For
a week tops.
And it's actually kind of cool when you come back to Australia because jet lag can help you stay up later at night. You know, being like
nocturnal,
you know, nocturnal, and you know that's pretty exciting. That's when the world's really quiet. And
you've been travelling quite a bit. Do you get the people asking you about your, you know, your jet lag tips and what do you, you know, how you get Paris Hilton walking off a plane with a big velvet cushion? You think, what's that about?
Do
I don't know. People carry all this weird stuff when they travel a lot. What are your travel
tips? We just be tough. You know, yeah. Suck
just
it up.
Just be tough.
Says
and
the woman
suck
who's
it
been toting around the same pink snuggle pillow
hey,
for the last 3 years.
Hey, that, you know, it's true. That thing that goes behind your neck.
You've
on
got
the
a snuggle
flight.
Pillow.
Yes. And I can't help it that you guys lost yours. Right, and I have mine.
Mine wasn't a pink snuggle pillow.
No, yours was a blue blow-up one. Yeah, it's true. And I've got an eye mask attached to it.
Yeah.
So one
I
of those ones
that
says princess on the top?
No, it's just black.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Yeah. So you're a professional traveller by this stage in your
yes.
career. It's good.
Yeah, that's what I am, Alana, professional traveller.
So that's your travel tips is an eye mask and a snuggle pillow.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, I wouldn't have probably ever told that to anybody.
Too late now.
So how long were you away for? How long were you in Connecticut in the States?
Yeah, 9 weeks.
Yeah.
It's a long time.
It is a long time, but it's funny. It's when you're away, things go, like it went really slowly and then really quickly. And then as soon as you get home, it's that bizarre feeling because everything is in like the exact same place as where you left off. Except
so
now we have an album.
You've changed.
Yes, I've changed.
But the rest of Brisbane hadn't.
Hadn't caught up.
Hard
it was like
deal
a time warp.
Yeah, it was a time warp, you know. I was 2 months older. And
what was your stress reliever in the studio?
This is kind of really... What were you going to say, Alana?
Meteos.
Oh, yeah. Alana played a lot of Meteos on a DS.
What's
it's
Meteos?
Like reverse Tetris, and you got to, like, line things up and into space.
Clearly you're still enthused about it.
Yeah,
it
was great. Peter Kaitis got into it as well.
Because Peter Kaitis was producing our album, and he'd always be like this, just 5 minutes of Meteos. He'd put on that voice and just be like, where's Meteos?
And you'd be playing guitar and go, hey, Peter, how was that? And he'd be like,
Good.
That was great. What do you think? One more time?
Yeah.
Did you get any Meteos sound effects on the record?
No. It actually, sometimes I had to tell Alana to take it downstairs because she was enjoying it too much.
So Meteos is tearing the band apart. Should we do a Meteos intervention for you, Alana?
It's the Yoko Ono of the Greats.
Yeah, yeah.
Now we have. Do you want to put on a pair of headphones? Because we have Doctor on the line.
Oh, wow. Hey.
Yeah. Just bring one out. We can share it.
Robbie Buck's technology.
Yeah, Robbie Buck just, like, ripped her headphones apart.
Yeah, that's okay. Ow. So you can share.
That hurt.
That's how tough I am. After being to the dance, you know, the dance party on the weekend where there was a lot of muscle guys, I thought I'd do a bit of work here this morning. How are you, Doctor?
I'm whatever you just did then hurt.
Yeah, sorry. When I break a pair of headphones in the studio, there's lots of headphones around the country.
How's your journey going, Lindsay?
It's good. I'm in the town.
Oh.
I'm in the town that houses the school, that houses the band that Jack built. that Jake built, Jake Griggs from that Something with Numbers.
Are you incognito? Yeah. I mean, you're an easy fellow to spot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I'm definitely in disguise. I'm wearing the baby blue, powder blue suit with the pastel purple tie that I like so good.
Now, you've got about an hour to go, or just under an hour before the actual announcement. So
I know, it didn't take long to get here. I think it was because I had that cup of coffee. But I reckon since the Greats are so well-travelled, they might be able to play a guessing game and see if they can guess which town I'm in.
Okay.
Well, I got here, and there are only two shops open, as far as I can tell, the entire town. A laundromat and a milk bar.
Okay, where is he? Come on the greats.
That's all the clues you really need, isn't it?
Are you in WA?
Well, quite possibly.
There was that place that we played that had a milk bar in WA at that time with the hairdressers.
What's a milk bar with it?
Madura?
Mandura?
Mandura.
Mandura.
Well, I tell you what, the people here do have haircuts.
The plot thickens,
clues. Was that a cross business milk bar hairdresser?
No, I just remember that it had a milk bar and there was some hairdressers next door that gave me some wild, amazing hair.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, it was great. I had three hairdressers working on me at the one time.
Really?
Yep.
Three hairdressers and a minder.
And they were drinking. I think they were drinking too. They definitely were.
Oh, really?
I'm sorry if you're listening, guys.
just what you need, a hairdresser drinking heavily.
Yeah. There's no hairdresser next to the milk bar here, so it's not Mandura. We've ruled that city out.
So are you hiding in a milk bar at the moment so people don't see you and you don't give the game away?
I'm hiding in a building, in the doorway of a building that houses, it seems by the look of the sign on the front, it housed the organisation that took care of all the basketball teams in the state. But it looks like it's closed down.
Well,
You're in a sky blue suit in an abandoned warehouse in a lilac tie.
It sounds like you're shooting a Beck film clip.
I'd say you're really
incognito. Beck here too.
Yeah.
L. Ron Hubbard.
Good. Now, you guys have returned not empty-handed because you've actually come in with something special this morning.
Yeah, we did. We brought in...
Meteos. For us all to play.
Not quite as good as that, but pretty close. Now, brought in a song.
The new record's going to be called Teeth Lost, Hearts Won.
Yes.
And that comes out July 5.
August 2nd.
Okay, sorry. This single comes out July 5. August 2nd's the album. This is the single.
Yes, that's it.
What is it?
It's called Burn Bridges.
Mm-hmm.
And... John's pulling my headphones off my head.
Yeah.
And what can I say about it? It's pretty...
It's a 2.5-minute epic.
2.5 minutes of just, I think, a bit of greats epic. And I really like it.
All right, here it is for the first time ever, the greats.
Woo!
On Triple J.
Yay.
628. Well, there you go. First time ever, the greats.
Yay! And in their words, almost as good as Meteos.
Yep.
I just really like saying it because it sounds like something you eat.
Yes, Meteos.
Yeah.
You know what, actually?
Meteos, like a dog food.
Yum.
Burn Bridges is the name of that single from the Greats' new record, Teeth Lost, Hearts Won. So we were talking about pub crawls before.
Yes.
And you actually went on a pub crawl in New York.
Well, we had a little bit of a pub crawl.
It was the world's smallest, saddest pub crawl.
It was so sad.
I actually have friends there.
Ours from Montreal came down and we were all staying in a hostel together. So we thought we will shout this hostel because everyone was really broke. But it was all the rooms got mixed up and we're sharing with this guy who had the most rankest fungus feet ever. It was so gross. I can't
how
even...
How did you know?
You can smell
the
fungus.
That hit you like a humid wall when you walked in there.
It was like just the smell of rotting flesh.
It was so, so gross.
Maybe he was a leper.
Well, it was not cool.
I don't want to share a room
with that guy. So we decided... You know, in New York, we're going to go out. And then I don't know what happened. Somebody, one of our friends lost their voice and got really sick. And then home with her and Anton left. So it ended up being me, John, and another friend of ours, Phil. And we were just struggling as to stay out for as long as we could.
I popped a blood vessel in my eye and my eye was red, crying.
Because you were
the whole
so
night,
stressed
and
out.
It was just so,
and everyone kept
so
being
icky.
Like, hey, man, are you okay? And
you're bleeding from the eyes. You've got a leper in your room dropping limbs off.
So gross.
Very successful.
Hideous. Yeah.
And then patients came home with a can of Oust and just emptied the can of Oust over the whole room.
Yeah.
What's
everything.
Oust? It's like antibacterial.
No, it's air freshener.
Air freshener.
So I've got bicarb soda and stuff in it.
Did the leper get the hint then?
Yeah, you must have taken that really well.
Well, I pretended it was deodorant. And I put the can under my armpit and just shot it out from the back of my arm and I was like, this is going to be sweet.
Nothing like a bit of subtlety, hey? Alana, John and Patience from the Greats. They're back from the States, as you can probably tell. And can you hang around after the news?
Yes.
Why not? Up to 8 o'clock, though. is the Arctic Monkeys. And, of course, also coming up, the big winner for Unearthed High here on Triple J.
And I remember that at the airport they had a hot chocolate machine and I was like, this is the life.
Hello there.
Hi.
A few minutes after 8. The greats are in.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. And the doctor is out.
Yes, yay. That's right. I want to find out how many more flutes playing in harmony are on the new greats record.
Yes. Woo-hoo! Well, that'll be another big question we're going to be putting to the greats. Another one?
Yep. Totally. One more flute playing in harmony.
Wow, that's awesome. Hey, I'm still in this as yet unnamed town, and we're just trying to work out. We've come up with a bit of a stumbling block how to get to the school with Madeline from Triple J TV in tow. Mm. Me in this powder blue suit and a lilac tie, without getting arousing a little bit of suspicion.
You're going to have to go through the back door, aren't you?
Mm, we'll have to see. Well, anyway,
Why didn't you think that through before you dressed up in that freaking suit?
Oh, no, I just woke up in the suit.
Go over the oval, and through the out-of-bounds areas.
Yeah, on your belly.
Very good idea. Like some sort of Revenge of the Nerds final scene.
Yeah, you should wear glasses.
Get my revenge.
Thank you, Doctor. We're going to cross back to you, I guess, at some stage. Can you give us a call when you're actually sneaking in?
Yeah, okay.
All right.
I'm peering over the bushes and about to be arrested.
Just as you get arrested, that'd be nice.
Best way to get into a school.
Right.
The greats are going to hang around, and another fine Aussie band is going to be in to help announce the winner of Unearthed High as well. Jake and his friends from Something With Numbers coming up, but the greats up next. Well, it went ahead on Saturday afternoon after all the fire and all the yes and no and all the to and fro. It was moved from AC/DC Lane to just around the corner, but you are going to see it and hear it on your telly and radio in a few weeks' time, hopefully. The Living End, White Noise, the title track from their new record at Triple J.
What's the closest you guys have ever come to having a gig not quite make it? The greats?
Well, I don't. Just probably a few times with my voice, but nothing ever crazy.
No fires. No natural disasters.
South by Southwest that time. When we were going to South by Southwest and we missed the plane.
Yeah.
And we were going to play
in Houston with the Go Team, but that was after the flood.
Oh, in New Orleans.
In New Orleans,
flood,
then they were sheltering everyone in Houston.
Yeah, that's right. They were, so they didn't go ahead.
Yeah, so you have had some natural disasters.
Why did you miss your plane?
Well, we were getting breakfast.
Oh. It was McGriddles.
Very important.
That's not very rock and roll.
No, it was
out an all-night bender.
Yeah. No, we were in Chicago and we were meant to be transferring to go to Texas. And then we went and got breakfast and then our plane had totally gone. But it was really scary because everybody, all of the planes were booked out. And we were standing there and there was this guy who'd been wanting to get to Texas for the last 12 hours. And somehow we got on the flight.
And he didn't.
Loser.
Is that leper again? He has had a very bad run with you guys. The poor thing.
I got so upset I ate a whole Cinnabon. Sitting there going,
God, that is upsetting.
It's a Cinnabon?
It's like this massive bun, like a sweet bun with all these layers of like caramel syrup and cinnamon and sugar and icing, and then it's just
yep.
That's a good way to ease your sadness. I think
so
a massive Cinnabon.
We have got a few sweetie things here. Would you like Alana?
Alana does love sweeties.
Oh, we've got some sweeties.
Because Marique's boyfriend brought a couple of these in the cafe that he's working at. But he didn't steal them.
The ginger didn't steal them.
Some bakery treats.
Oh, they got ginger in them.
No. He is a ginger. And he bought them for us.
Oh.
So was it kind of fun experience recording an album in the States, or was it kind of scary?
Oh, totally fun.
Was it
so much fun, yeah.
Yeah. Plus, we were also in, Peter Kadis works out of his attic, and he's got an amazing, huge house. And I think that was really great, recording and working, 2 metres away from our bedrooms as well.
Mm.
So,
That could go either way, because, sometimes people need to switch off and actually remove
Well, there was very definite switching off points where we wouldn't work past midnight no matter what, just because I think he's recorded a lot of bands and
well, one of them, the stories that are always the craziest are always about Interpol because they just want to work through the night. And then he says,
it's those suits they wear.
They're so dedicated.
Yes. They just want to work through
intense.
The night. And I think, see, he's got a wife. So half of his house is split right down the middle and his wife lives on one half. And then all of the band and everything's on the other half.
Were you allowed to talk to the wife or was she like Prince? You couldn't make eye contact.
No, she loved us because
stuff.
We were girls. Like there was not, we were girls.
And she was John's pregnant.
John's not a girl.
Yeah. John's, you know. But,
I acted like one.
But she used to get so excited because... And she'd be like, you guys are the cleanest and, oh, you guys are so sweet. And
so we're Interpol filthy pigs?
Well, I think so. Like, I don't want to make rumours, but definitely filthier than us. And
intense.
Yeah, every band was filthier than us, according to Ann Caters, Peter's wife. We were her favourite.
So are you guys really neat, are you?
We're not really neat, but it does, the sex really makes a difference.
Well, anyway, 13 after 8 this morning on Triple J and the greats are in. And yes, the sex does make a difference.
I mean, the sex
the
is
female of the species.
Just having girls in a band makes a difference.
Tell that to the Go-Go's,
Anyway.
They're playing it up. They're clean.
No, it's good. We're going to play a song, but we're going to come back afterwards and there is a special announcement we're going to make.
Oh, my God.
Sex. Nothing to do with sex, honestly. Promise. He likes an ending. Lyrics Born on Triple J, Hot to Death, the name of that one from his latest album, 16 After 8. And the greats are in. They're back from the States. They've got a new record and it's going to be called...
T-Boss Starts One. That's right.
Where did that come from?
It was actually, a song actually sacrificed it. It was probably the first song we wrote after we wrote, after we finished Gravity Won't Get You High. Mm. And I think we all really loved it, except at the end of the day when we had to cull down all of the songs for this album, we all loved the title, but we had to give it, we had to cut it.
Is it from personal experience? Teeth Lost, Hearts Won?
Yeah, and I think it really resonated because we spent a lot of time, like this album was different than our first album because with your first album, you're just writing for fun and then you come back and then you're writing an album, your second album, so it's a different, there's a little bit of, it's harder.
Yeah,
well, I always say that.
Whose teeth were lost?
You got a missing tooth.
I've got a missing tooth.
I thought it was his love
it's the
dedication
fight.
To Pinyel.
It's the fight.
It's the fight, like teeth lost, it's the fight. And then the Hearts one is, it all works out in the end.
Oh, thank goodness.
School across the road from here. You don't know how to get into it, funny how.
Doctor, you're on the air.
Lindsay, you can't get into the school.
Train station. Okay, through the train station.
Yeah, you're over the train station, over. And down to the end end of the platform, and then turn left.
Left.
There's a path.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thanks very much. Sorry, if you just missed the we're having a bit of problem. The principal isn't answering her phone. Oh, I've given you a clue. The principal is a woman. And I've given you a clue as well, apparently. I'm inventing words here.
I'm glad you're going to school for a little while this morning.
I'm having a bit of trouble getting to the school. I don't know how to get in. And I'm a bit scared because if I go the wrong way, as was suggested, down the back of the field, that's where all the bullies hang out and smoke.
You are going to just be a walking target in that suit.
I am going to be. I'm going to be TP'd. I'm going to be TP'd, for goodness sake.
It might actually, you might look better after you've been TP'd.
You haven't seen me in this suit, please, because I don't want you casting aspersions on my powder blue number. Anyway, we're going to keep moving because we haven't got too much left of our show.
And,
I have left messages on both the assistant and the principal's phones that if we don't get through to them before 8:30, there's another school just up the road, and I'm sure they've got an awesome, school big band. They could probably play the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. I'm sure Jake and something with numbers can probably do a couple of numbers with them.
Well, Jake is going to be in just a little while, and, of course, the big announcement coming up in about, 25 minutes' time?
If you can get it cracking.
About a quarter tonight. So, find yourself a wheelbarrow and smuggle yourself in.
If anyone is driving around one of these six finalists and sees a gentleman in a powder blue suit with a lilac tie and
call
knows how to get into the school...
Call for the nearest adult.
He may be dangerous.
If you see something, say something.
See you, Doctor.
I'll see you soon.
Bye.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Now, so this little secret gig, basically what's going to be happening over the next few weeks, if you're a fan of The Greats and you're a Triple J listener, you're going to have a chance to see you guys play live. We've got, can't give too much away at this point in time because it's about
a week. Very secret.
Very, very secret, but it's in a very special place.
Yep. And well, Brisbane's the first one.
Yes. Yep. Well, that is a special place.
Yep.
There you go.
Very special.
Playing hometown.
Yep.
Do you get nervous playing hometown?
Surprisingly, yeah, very nervous because everybody that we know is there.
Yeah.
All of our friends.
Do your parents come along?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Where do they stand? Do they stand right at the back?
They get a little section.
Yeah, when we play at the Tivoli, it's the best because you just section off half of the balcony. You have a little rope and then put some chairs there. And like, oh.
That's where
and
you
then, like,
have
I bring
them
up drinks from the rider and stuff. Yeah. They're comfortable.
We get grandmas too. John's grandmas come along.
Really?
Mm. Yep.
What does she think of the Greats music?
Oh, she loves them. She's got a whole hallway in her house dedicated
she does
with pictures.
To us.
Pictures all over the wall.
All over the hallway.
You better get some gold albums, don't you, so she can put them up there in the hallway.
Oh, yeah. That is actually the best person.
I'll spray paint some. get us some CDRs.
All right, so
cynicism
it's happening
at its best.
If you are a fan of the Greats and you can get yourself to Brisbane, don't ring now, but keep listening to Triple J over the next week or so because we've got a whole bunch of tickets and I imagine that it's going to be recorded and probably videoed and all sorts of stuff.
Everything is these days.
Isn't it great?
Everything. Yep, media is weird, like, out there. Even when we were doing, like, we did the JTV...
recording diaries.
Yeah, the recording diaries.
Yeah, yeah, we saw you on the telly.
Yeah. Yep, that's right. Yeah. In every possible way, you know, you've got your digital camera.
Was there anything that that you guys vetoed that ended up on tape but didn't make it to the television? Is there anything that was just a bit too racy or crazy?
I can't think of... Oh, we did a segment, actually, that didn't make it on TV that was all to do with
American.
Was it
the Medios medley?
No, it was American. We went to into an American supermarket and we did all of this sneaky filming of all of their crazy products.
Yeah.
And I think that was a little bit too product-y.
And then there was the message from Tim Fight that we cut out because it was probably,
that's right. There was a few messages from some people that may or may not have came and, you know, did some stuff on our album.
Ah.
Yeah. We had some special guests.
All right, guys. Well, Alana, John and Patience from The Greats, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Good luck with the record and stuff. I'll no doubt be hearing the single on the radio.
Which is better than Medios because everyone can enjoy it, Alana. not just
highly skilled.
Come on. This has been going so well. Let's just not end in tears, okay?
Oh, you're right. Sorry.
Thanks
for
getting up early,
thank
guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
23
Bye.
After 8.
Bye.
Something with numbers in next on the eve of the big announcement for the winner of Unearthed High on Triple J. See you guys.
See ya.
Bye.
Woohoo! That was really fun.